Hello, I'm Alex.
And I'm Mike.
And this is Sustainability Bites, bringing you succinct discussions on all the hottest and most important sustainability topics, so you can stay informed and make the right decisions for yourself and your business.
So for a lot of people, it can seem probably quite a silly question to ask why sustainability is important, but I don't really think it's silly at all. Like, we can't all be experts on everything. And a lot of effort and expense and energy has been put into muddying the waters around the topic of the environment. So it is important, even if you're not entirely on board with everything. So shall we have a look at why? Alex, like, I think you've got quite a good analogy that relates to toilets, don't you?
Yeah, so I often think about sustainability like toilets. So it sounds ridiculous, but hear me out. So before toilets were invented, the streets were basically your sewer system. And in turn, you've got lots of diseases like cholera floating around, quite literally. And while the story is a little bit more, while the story is a little bit more complex, in short, someone invented toilets thinking it might help prevent these diseases. So the absolute worst case scenario here is that it doesn't prevent the diseases. But you don't have to wade through sewerage on the streets and you can sit in peace on the toilet. But best case, it does fix the problem of diseases. So sustainability is kind of the same in the sense that best case, we solve the climate crisis. The worst case scenario, let's say the science is wrong, we have cleaner air and we're not as reliant on limited finite sources from other parts of the world. So it's kind of a win-win, really.
Yeah, I think that's quite a good way of looking at it. I guess it's a bit like eating vegetables as well. The science says that they're good for you, but even if you don't believe it, what harm is eating a few extra sweet potatoes going to do to you?
Yeah, might go to the toilet a bit more. Eh? But yeah, so shall we look at how sustainability affects us?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start. There's actually quite a lot more ways that sustainability affects us than you probably think. There's obviously the climate element where most people focus their attention and efforts on, but particularly in that instance for things like COP, because that gets a lot of headlines, where they produce all those global agreements to limit the average temperatures by just a few degrees. But there is quite a bit more to that, isn't there?
Yeah, air quality is a good example. So some cities in the UK and elsewhere in the world, they've been introducing rules to punish drivers of heavily polluting vehicles if they choose to drive in certain areas. The reason for this is because these vehicles emit toxic gases like nitrous oxide, which have been linked to health problems. So addressing sustainable travel can help reduce these diseases. And it's similar for water quality too. Dumping toxic waste into rivers is bad for the environment and our health. So again, it's this win-win.
Yeah. You know, security is another one. Like a lot of people don't really think about it, do they? But the war in Ukraine has really opened up our eyes to just how reliant we are on authoritarian regimes for our fuel and energy. That's obviously an entire topic on its own, but just not being reliant on bullies is very clearly a good way for our own national security to be in, as well as ensuring energy security by just generating it by other means.
Yeah, I mean, the list is endless, isn't it? Food safety, flood prevention, food security, the habitability of islands and coastal regions, just a few of the kind of a handful of examples, but yeah, loads more.
So with all that said, why is there even a debate?
Yeah, so I guess there's an overwhelming scientific consensus that climate change is real and caused by humans, but there is still a public debate around whether it exists. And in turn, if sustainability is important.
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons behind that, I think. And probably one of the biggest is just how complex science is. Because of that complexity, it's really easy for people to find room for doubt. There's kind of two aspects to it, I guess. The first is that people don't understand the science because it's complex and really nitty-gritty. And the second is that some of the intricacies of climate change just aren't fully understood even by scientists. So because there's those gaps, it gives people reason to doubt and gives them a little bit of being unsure, and then that just leaves a big void, I think, doesn't it?
And then I guess there's those who resist it due to fear of lifestyle changes or inconvenience, alongside those who are prioritizing short-term needs over the longer-term, bigger picture, both personally and at that larger scale.
And as well, I think there's quite a more sinister side to it as well, through misinformation and cherry picking data to create even more confusion than there would be otherwise. You kind of touched upon it, but economic and political interests can conflict with the science, and fuel debate. Companies that stand to lose a lot of money are obviously going to kind of resist and be very motivated to downplay the effects of climate change and the need to transition to renewable energy. As are the politicians who benefit or can benefit from those companies. It's also, I guess, probably just easy to do nothing because that's the default option. You just carry on with your life exactly as it is, and that doesn't require any effort at all.
So I guess global warming, but yet it feels colder.
It's a good day for us to be recording this, isn't it? Given that it's snowed.
Exactly.
where it never snows where we are. I mean, we've probably all heard someone say you can't be global warming because it's getting colder or whatever. And some people say it as a joke. Some people will say it with a great deal of sincerity. And it's something we need to talk about.
So the reality is global warming is a bit of a misleading term, as the world isn't warming up as a whole, but that doesn't mean we aren't still going to experience cold weather. In fact, the weather on all sides of the spectrum is going to get more extreme, as we experience climate change, which is probably a better word. Can we make a difference, Mike? What's the crack?
We can. And one of the biggest reasons people say that they don't or won't make any changes to their own lives is they just don't feel like being on their own they can make any difference. But that just is not the case. Reducing the amount of time you drive or fly won't do much on its own, but it's an important step that the rest of us should be taking as well. And if we all do it, it won't be small. It's small on your own, but collectively, it's a huge difference.
And ultimately, sustainability is important if we want to look after ourselves and the environment we live in. And if we go back to that toilet analogy, the absolute worst case scenario is we have cleaner air, less dependency on finite resources, and numerous other benefits beyond what we have time to chat about, which aren't necessarily those ones that we're often thinking about, like the kind of the sustainability side of things. So it just makes sense.
Exactly, I agree. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Sustainability Scope. If you liked what you heard, then be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Follow us on social media too by searching the Sustainability Scope. This episode of the Sustainability Scope was brought to you by AM Custom Clothing. If you need sustainable custom branded clothing for your business, band or brand, head to amcustomclothing.co.uk today.